For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Correa, filling in for Bob Levicky. In Richmond, tomorrow's special session on gun violence covers familiar ground. The Klan looks for recruits. Virginia grows, unexpectedly. The battle over a giant flag looms. And Virginia Tech advises on protecting your head. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, July the 8th, 2019. Lawmakers will be back in Richmond tomorrow for a special session on gun violence called by Democratic Governor Ralph Northam. But as Ben Pavier reports, not much has changed since they last met in February.
Democrats are reintroducing a variety of gun control bills they pushed unsuccessfully earlier this year. That legislation was shot down in committees controlled by Republicans. Key GOP lawmakers remain opposed to those bills. Some Republican lawmakers are pushing for loosening gun restrictions and tightening some mandatory sentences. Those ideas also came before the General Assembly earlier this year. They either failed to pass or were vetoed by Governor Northam. The governor hasn't given any signs that his views have shifted. One thing everyone can agree on? Keeping the session as short as possible so that the part-time lawmakers can get back to their day jobs and summer vacations.
Ben Pavier, WMRA News.
About a dozen people wearing white Klan robes and waving Confederate flags held a recruitment rally Saturday outside a Virginia courthouse. The Hanover County Sheriff's Office tells news outlets that they received multiple calls about the Ku Klux Klan rally Saturday outside the county courthouse, but they said no laws were broken and no violence occurred. The rally north of Richmond lasted about an hour. The Klan unit waved signs and held banners urging prospective new members to contact them. Also in flag news, the legal battle over a large Confederate battle flag is closer to a court date. The Daily Progress reports the flag was erected in Louisa County last year by the Virginia Flaggers in response to the Charlottesville City Council's vote to remove a statue of General Robert E. Lee. The 30 by 50 foot flag flies from a 120 foot pole on private property east of Charlottesville. It's briefly visible from I-64 East. A post on the Flaggers' Facebook page said that, in addition to defying Charlottesville City Council votes, the flag flies in honor of Confederate soldiers and, specifically, Private Richard Willis Prophet, who was buried near the flag site. However, Louisa officials said the pole was more than twice the maximum height allowed by county ordinances and ordered the flag to be shortened or removed. The Flaggers said a county official told them they could erect the pole. In their petition, the Flaggers also claimed that the flagpole is a monument to the Civil War and its veterans, therefore making it exempt from height limitations per state code. A hearing to work out remaining issues in the case is expected to be sometime in the fall. In other news, Virginia is growing, but as the new report indicates, not necessarily at the rate that was expected. From Virginia Public Radio, Michael Pope reports.
Virginia has experienced rapid population growth in the last few decades, but a new report from the Weldon Cooper Center for Public Service at the University of Virginia says that growth is slowing down considerably. The last decade saw 13% growth in Virginia, but the next decade is expected to see 8% growth. Shonell Sin is a research and policy analyst at the Weldon Cooper Center, and she says the population gains will not be evenly distributed.
So more than 70% of the state's population will be living in the three largest metropolitan areas, and only 12% of Virginians will be living in the non-metro areas.
In the next two decades, the largest growth is expected in Loudoun County, which is forecast to grow by 55%. On the other side of that are places that are expected to decline, places like Buchanan County and Danville, which are both forecast to lose about a quarter of their population in the next two decades.
There are both the aging of the population, people staying in place and growing older, as well as them having lower birth rates and people leaving those localities. All of these play a role, and so that leads to the decline in some of these cities and counties across Virginia.
More than 50 counties and cities in Virginia are expected to decline in population by 2040. Michael Pope.
Getting into a career without getting a college degree is definitely doable, according to Virginia Career Works Charlottesville. The organization is holding a seminar for parents, students, and young workers on alternatives to college. The event is scheduled for 1 p.m. Wednesday at the Northside Library. The free seminar will highlight resources, including the Workforce Innovation Opportunities Act, Job Corps, apprenticeships, and locally available career and training opportunities available to high school students and non-high school graduates. The Blue Ridge Heritage Project Memorial has been unveiled in Stanardsville. The Daily Progress reports that on Saturday, the project's committee also dedicated six panels telling the history of the Greene County families displaced when the federal government created Shenandoah National Park in the 1930s. In June, a crew placed the six storytelling panels in front of a memorial chimney with the names of the displaced families. The interpretive panels tell the family stories, as well as the history of the area's churches, schools, mountain homes, livelihoods, and cemeteries. People were displaced in eight counties to create the park. Bars and restaurants can now advertise their happy hour prices, a restriction that has long plagued the industry. Once again, from Virginia Public Radio, here's Michael Pope.
The A-frame sign outside Pork Barrel Barbecue in Alexandria proudly announces a list of happy hour specials, $3 rail liquor, $4 craft beer, and $4 house wines. Last month, this sign would have been illegal.
As of Monday, this is now a legal advertisement.
Bill Blackburn, owner of Pork Barrel Barbecue, says that old law outlawing happy hour ads was outdated and ill-conceived.
This doesn't protect society from the evils of alcohol. People are not drinking more because they are more informed about where they can get good deals.
The new law was one of the accomplishments of this year's General Assembly session when House Democratic Leader Eileen Fillerkorn explained that the bill makes life easier for inspectors and for restaurants.
By allowing them to creatively advertise in ways that are restricted by the current code, providing they do not induce overconsumption or consumption by minors.
Restaurants can now let people know about happy hour specials on social media, on the radio, in newspaper ads, and even on A-frame signs like the one here in Alexandria. All things that were illegal last month. I'm Michael Pope.
And finally today, news about a flag, but not that flag. With the popularity of flag football skyrocketing across the country, Virginia Tech's Helmet Lab has just released the industry's first safety ratings for the headgear, which is increasingly being required by some of the leagues. From partner station WCVE, Charles Fishburn reports.
It's supposed to be little or no contact, but Brad Gamblin knows better.
I turned as I was running without, and someone else turned as they were running. We didn't see each other, and his forehead got me right in the eye socket.
Didn't stop him. Gamblin is now owner and commissioner of the Central Virginia Football Association, boasting 200 teams and about 1,000 players per season, where pads and headgear are optional.
Even though it's a non-contact sport, there's still the potential for head injury.
Steve Rosen is director of Virginia Tech's Helmet Lab.
Because of the number of injuries that we are seeing, we thought it would be useful to consumers so they can make informed decisions when purchasing headgear to have data out there.
Tech has just released those headgear ratings on what he says is America's fastest growing team sport. Charles Fishburn, WMRA News.
And I'm Christopher Correa. Bob Levicky returns on Wednesday. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Monday.